they might not see me, but I'm here. Morning, everybody. Y'all remember on Friday, I said that we're going to have a very special coffee morning today. And this is it. The one you've been waiting for. So, as I mentioned, today we have our Board of Trustees with us as part of their meeting, and allows us to meet with staff as part of this coffee morning. And we've got an additional teaching as well this morning. So, let me first ask if the board members could all come over to this side so that we don't lose or forget anybody. So, what I'm going to do is ask the chair of our Board of Trustees, Lynn Biro Majola Sibanda, to introduce the other board members, and then we are going to hear a little bit about the gym and the board members. We'll walk over to the gym, and Lindy will cut the ribbon, and we're going to hear about what the next steps are as well. So, without much ado, I know everybody's busy as well. Let me welcome Lindy and hand over the microphone to her.
Thanks, Shelley, and good morning to everybody. Good morning to IWI staff, and good morning to all staff that are hosted on this campus. It is a pleasure for us as board to convene here for the 43rd board meeting. And we've got a long agenda. You're going to hear more about what we're deliberating on Wednesday when we debrief you on the outcomes of the board meeting. But for today, not to take away the thunder from the big issue, it's more than tea. Let me start by introducing my colleagues in the board. I'll ask them to self-introduce by name, host organization they come from, and country, and the position they hold on the board. Start with the deputy chair.
Thank you, Lindy. My name is Lauren Babick. I'm the vice chair of the board and chair of the program committee. I come from the University of Alberta in Canada, and this is my fourth year, I guess.
Yeah, I'm Dieter Schillinger. I'm coming from Germany. I'm coming from the private sector, and I'm a nominal health consultant. And on the board, I'm the vice chair of the Audit and Risk Committee. Rob Cook, coming from Rome, Italy, and I'm vice chair of the HR committee. And the reason I'm in Italy is I was director of policy technical advisory division of IFAL for a while. I should also mention I'm board chair of the International Data Center SIP in Lima, although we have a few colleagues here. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Wenderad Mandafo. I'm from Ethiopia, and I'm a State Minister for the Ministry of Agriculture, and I'm a board member of the board.
Thank you. I'm Lindsay Falvey from Australia, University of Melbourne, where I was Dean, but am now retired and honorary and with a smaller office. Private companies, I am the Chair of the Finance Committee and Chair-elect. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Shahli. I'm from Senegal. I'm the Vice Chair of the Finance Committee. I'm working presently for FAO at the Regional Office for Africa. Thank you.
I'm Susan Wong. After I retired from the Asian Development Bank, I'm now Director of Private Companies and Freelance. Doing freelance work. I'm now based in Singapore. I'm the Chair of the Audit and Risk Committee.
Hi, good morning everybody. I'm Katija. I'm the Chair for the Nominations Committee. I'm also currently the Dean for Biotech at University Putrajaya.
This is
Anifis.
Good morning everybody, my name is Susanna Peterson. I work for Land O'Lakes in the US, and I am chair of the HR committee, and I've been on the early board for 3 years.
Thank you very much. There's one board member, host government representative, Fred Segoe, who's not here. He did spend all day with us yesterday, but was called for government duties. He sends his apologies. In addition, as custom in the board, when we refresh the board, we invite candidates who can add value to the board. And for this meeting, we are considering Mr. Richard Golden as a prospective board member. He's observing the business we do. At the end of this session, we are going to deliberate on whether he likes us or whether we like him. Then we formalize his inclusion into the board. So I'll give Richard a few minutes to introduce himself.
Thank you, Lindy. Well, yes, I'm the observer here. I'm being observed too. I'm Richard Golding from Geneva in Switzerland. I'm also from the private sector. I'm an independent management consultant. But not only in the private sector, many of my clients are in the multilateral international organization sector, such as the UN, the Global Fund, and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is the board. Of course, DG, whom you know, is also a member of the board, but he'll have more time to speak with you later. For me, just to say we are excited because of the time we spent yesterday. We were taken around to see the infrastructure developments and also to get a closer look and understanding of some of the programs that we are implementing. And I must say, for my colleagues on the board, it's been an exciting board retreat, and we are so impressed with both the developments that have taken that have been undertaken, the programs that are being done, but more important, the people. Everybody that commented this morning felt, wow, the passion for the work you do. No one can pay any amount of money to buy this. So congratulations and thank you so much for your dedication. I've always said the most important asset we have within ERI is its people, and each and every one of you is valued. Yes, we're going through hard times, but it's the people that will speak for ERI that will hold the flag high. Now, as board, we were presented with a budget 2 years ago, I think it was April 2013, for capital investments. So, having a seeing DG, the first thing he said is, you guys have never seen what a dilapidated gym we have. And when we went to Addis, I think there were people who had already been put there to lobby. Every board member came back with feedback from staff who said, we would love a new gym. So naturally, I remember Dieter and I talking about it, but has Dieter spoken to you about the gym? I was like, I've never even been to the gym, but if the people are speaking, who are we to say no? So in April 2013, the board, through the finance committee chair and the finance committee and the entire board, endorsed and approved a budget for gyms to be reconstructed on both campuses. So we are excited to see that the work has started on both campuses and that today we are able to open the Kenya campus gym. This must be exciting times. I've just come from a conference where we were told the three big industries that are going to shape the future are, number one, nutrition. Everyone is trying to go for nutrient-dense foods and staying healthy. It's the health industry. And number three, it's the cosmetics industry. So if you see all ladies in pink lipstick, you know it's happening. So congratulations to all of you. This is your facility, and we just want to thank you for recognizing, for appealing, for lobbying for the board to appreciate that health comes first, because without healthy people, we cannot have a healthy institution and we cannot be productive. So congratulations to all of you, and I'll give the DG time to say a bit more about the gym.
Thank you, Lindiwe. Lindiwe keeps referring to the singing DG. I think this stems from a song that I talked about at my interview. I don't know that I sang it. If I did, then the board can be easily hoodwinked, because my mother was blatantly honest, and every time I tried to sing, she said, Jimmy, that's not your thing. So if the board were impressed with my singing, then so that's wonderful. Now, We're always very pleased to have the board in town. I can't tell you it's stress-free. It's always a little stressful when the board is coming to town, but it's always a wonderful opportunity for us as all of you to have the board, particularly when we're able to assemble on one of our campuses so that they can meet the staff or meet most of the staff and see the facilities and so on. And thank you for the efforts you've made to make the tour yesterday as successful as it was. And I hope that you're putting your best foot forward. As you can see, I'm trying to be really well behaved this morning because the board is in town. I'm told that we have a really modern gym. I don't know a lot about gym, but I'm told that we have something that is really quite modern. That it was designed for features that provide natural lighting, that the water is heated by solar, and that the ambience of the gym is going to be very good. We have not only regular gym equipment, but we have recreational facilities such as table tennis, darts, and so on. So it's a gym and recreational facilities. For us, for most donors, they'd say, well, why are we spending donor money putting up something like this? And there would always be questions like that. But as Lindiwe said already, this is tied not only to the healthy bodies, healthy minds that need healthy bodies, but there's an extensive literature already out there about how fitness provides or supports efficiency and effectiveness and productivity of staff. So this is an investment in the healthy bodies that contribute to healthy minds. But it's also an effort, if we are healthier, then our medical bills will go down. And if you look at our medical bills, they've been climbing each year. So there is a little bit of hidden reasons why we have this and the board has approved this. And we hope we'd use it. I hope that all of you would use it, because when this management team took over, this was something that all staff said they most wanted. So we listened to you. The board approved, and now we have it. I am told that the board chair will officially open it this morning, but it will be available for use by staff on May 1st. There are still some things to be done about registering memberships, advertising what it be going to be the cost. It's not going to be entirely free. We're working very hard to make it as affordable as possible, because we want use. It's not to generate income for ILLI. It's an investment in our healthy minds and bodies, as we've said. So the people in charge of that are looking at what it would cost and so on. And we want to make it as affordable as possible. And hopefully, come May 1, we will have to wait in line to be used to get access to the gym. But I hope you enjoy it, both as recreation and as a contribution to your fitness. Watch me, I'll be in there. Okay, I'll come after hours. So, again, I hope you will use it, sign up quickly, and it would be particularly delightful for me as I pass up and down to see it being used. It would be a huge disappointment to the board and to all the management if we were to provide this facility and you didn't use. I'm encouraged by what I've seen so far with the pool. You said it was too cold. We got solar panel. It's now heated, and I see a lot of people using the pool. So I'm encouraged that you will use the gym, and hopefully it will be ready for use on May 1. So I think the next task is to ask the chair to cut the ribbon and for the board to have a quick tour. And I'm sure in the advertisement campaign to get you signed up, that all the staff will get an opportunity to see what's there to get you enthusiastic about signing up. So thank you for coming out this morning, and I look
look forward to seeing you on the gym. And if you think you're as fit as I am, watch me on the treadmills.
So let's invite the board to walk around to the front of the gym, and everybody else, you can come forward and watch. Please mind the swimming pool.
Let's try for that.
That makes us go back to the meeting, but as soon as we're out, then certainly you can come and have a look just to whet your appetite.
Thank you.